You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, great play, great plays by them. Corner blitz and, you know, trying to throw a hot reaction and the guy jumps up and catches it. Great play. Next one, tip ball. Lands in the right in that guy's hands, so... Yeah, good plays by them.
Joe Burrow in the aftermath, with a little over eight minutes to go, the Bengals were up 10. Like, literally a blink of an eye later, they were down 11.
Yeah.
They ended up losing by 5, 39-34, and there he is trying to explain away what the heck happened.
Yeah, look, snow, obviously some weird stuff happened there, and Benford's a hell of a player and great anticipation. But that pick six was massive. And the Bengals were moving again, and it looked like they were going to go up, you know, at least two scores. A field goal there would have basically, obviously, meant they need two touchdowns to get ahead. And instead, next thing you know, the Bengals are chasing the game. you kind of knew the Bengals' defense would wilt at some point in time, and Allen took it over with his legs. But that pick six is probably one of the most pivotal sequences in this entire division all year. Because if that doesn't happen, I think the Bengals win that football game. And if the Bengals win that football game, I'm not sure they're losing another football game.
I completely agree. And that pick six took place at the Bills' 33-yard line.
Yeah, they were moving.
They were trailing by... No, they were up three at that point. So it's like, if you get a touchdown there, you probably put the game on ice.
Yeah, game flipped. They're up 10 with 8 minutes to go. All of a sudden, they're down 11 in a blink of an eye. It's crazy. More from Joe Burrow. Talks about how he felt with the offensive play.
Yeah, we were playing pretty good. We got a turnover in the red zone. We sputtered on a couple drives, but for the most part, we were moving it pretty good. We were in a good spot.
You know, didn't Cooks have a fumble in that game? Like that, they also had the Cooks originally was called for a touchdown, and they said he didn't get in, and they stopped the Bills
and
there.
He
like,
fumbled.
Yeah, everything was going right for them until the fourth quarter.
Well, look, it's 21-11, I think, at the half, and it could have been more. And we did kind of scoff at this idea that the Bengals' defense is a little better. Bengals' defense is a little better. I mean, look, the game got out of hand. There's one play in the snow. Guys had the wrong cleats on or whatever. Like, and it's Josh Allen. So he makes a play, and then they get another. So that's a 42-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then there's an explosive off the pick six, which you can't blame the Bengals' defense for, obviously. Like, I thought they held in there pretty good against the Buffalo offense that we just saw eviscerate Pittsburgh a few days prior. So I
They weren't great. They still gave up over 30 points. Even take the pick six
aside.
But
I think what you're saying is they were the worst defense in football. They're not that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Burrow threw two picks, including a pick six, and it was still a one-score game.
Totally.
Like, I think I've seen versions of that defense that might have given up 50 in the snow. I mean, you could say this about a lot of teams, but I think the Bengals are better than their record, and I think the Bengals are going to be a very tough matchup for the Ravens because at a time when the Ravens feel and look tight, the Bengals have no reason not to let it all hang out. Like, you don't think Zach Taylor's going to show what like dead-ass Aaron Rodgers did to these guys in Baltimore to start that game? I think why would we not do that all the time?
The Bengals are a much more loose, much more seemingly motivated football team than the Baltimore Ravens are right now. Baltimore Ravens, we just talked about yesterday. They come out flat just about every week.
Yeah, it's a much different feel for this Bengals team with Joe Burrow back. But tough news for them with T. Higgins, scary situation there where he re-entered the game twice. He was in concussion protocol, and it really stinks because, God, that guy's so talented. He had two touchdowns in that Bills game, but he'll be out.
Yeah.
And Trey Henderson's never playing
again. Come on,
he had the surgery, so he's out. Like it's done.
Yeah,
but like, look,
and T didn't play Thanksgiving.
No, he did not.
So that wasn't a factor.
Burrow's an assassin, and he came back, to go to the playoffs. And now it doesn't look like he's going to be able to go to the playoffs. But we absolutely know there's bad ball between him and the Ravens. He threw 9 passing touchdowns on the Ravens last year. We've seen them run up the score when given the opportunity, and that's been very in vogue. We just talked about the Ravens getting the score run up on them at home, let alone on the road. Like, I you know, he had, 3 or more passing touchdowns in 8 straight games to end last season? Mm-hmm. And he just threw 4 against the Bills and looked like he was on the way for a 5th until the weird pick 6? Like, I think you're going to get cutthroat assassin like Joe Burrow. Like, I think Joe Burrow wants the world to know, okay, the Ravens might get in the playoffs and maybe we don't, but I beat them twice and we're better than them. When I'm here, we beat them twice. And they're still pissed about losing twice last year, despite Joe Burrow throwing 9 passing touchdowns in 2 games.
One more from Burrow. Did the Bills do anything different from what he saw on film?
They always do things a little different against us. But that's what we expected. They were mixing a lot of things up. They started pressuring more in the second half. I thought we handled it well. We knew what to expect. We knew how they like to play us from past meetings, and we had the answers.
Until the incredible jump interception that went for a touchdown and the tip interception, Joe Burrow was basically doing what he wanted to do.
Way with it.
Yes. So, like, I'm not going to – not like the Bills shut
And this was over. Not like – and they were getting nothing. Like, you think people can run on the Bills. Like, Chase Brown got nothing early, and they just said, well, frig that. We'll just throw it on. And they did.
They got Gesicki back involved. I think he had a touchdown in this game. So, like, I don't think that he was worried about anything the Buffalo Bills defense was doing on Sunday until they made those 2 picks. Those were kind of huge.
No, and good on the Bills.
Yeah.
Like, again, that's not a great defense, but it's an opportunistic, timely defense.
And quickly, are the Bills now, like, as we see, the Ravens are basically on death's door, and the Chiefs might be done. Are the Bills now, I know they're not going to win the division, but could they be, like, peaking at the right-ish time?
Possibly.
I think they're going to have a decent amount of pressure on them with Mahomes and Lamar being home for the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to be on the road.
Yes, and that's the difference from years past. But not having those 2 quarterbacks in the mix, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them.
Coming up next, a lot of pressure on John Harbaugh as the Ravens they had everything in front of them, 2 divisional games in a week and a half, lost them both, can still win out and win the division, but that's a tough task. But he spoke to the media yesterday, as he does every Monday. What did Harbs have to say? We'll hear it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.